We are learning Masechta Sukkah, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Aleph, and we're beginning three lines from the top. We're smack in the middle of a sugya. We had a machloikis amiroyim by Shvius. How is it possible to transfer kedusha? Now we're talking about a case even from the peiros itself, which retain its kedusha, but you want to transfer that kedusha to another thing. Why you want to do that? It's not clear, but you did it. And Shaul, does it work or not? So Rabbi Elazar holds that ain shvius mischalos derech mekach. It has to be derech mekach memkar. That is when you could transfer kedusha shvius from the parish to the money. Rabbi Yechanan says no. That bein derech mekach and derech chil. You could do a derech chil also by saying I want the kedusha to go from here to here. That's enough. That's also could transfer the kedusha. So that's like as if chil works. And we have two brises that bring a right to each one. Rabbi Elazar, there's a brise that says a lashon of lokach. It says that if you took peiros and you bought basar, both of them are kadosh. You took the basar, you bought dogim, then the dogim takes over the basar. But it said lokach this, it's mashmas dafka mekach. And then the raya to Rabbi Yechanan was, because it says lashon mischal. It says that you mischal on behemah chayiv oif, ben chayiv ben shchut. And the Rabbi Yechanan say no, dafka shchutim na chayim. So you see lashon mischal. That was the raya to each other. So Amar Ravashi. Ravashi qualifies the machlokes a little bit. Amar Ravashi. Machloikis be pre-rishon. The whole machloikis of Lezer and Yechanan, if it works derech chilul, is only pre-rishon. Aval pre-risheni divakol bein derech mekach bein derech chilul. But by pre-risheni, everyone agrees that it works side derech mekach and side derech chilul. They both work. Freit the Gemara about the ketani lokach lokach. The brisa that's a raya to Rabbi Elazar that says it keeps saying lokach. You bought. Why didn't it say after the first time it should be could transfer? So the Gemara, you're right. Because we're saying now, Kuli Alma, even Rabbi Elazar agrees that Derech Mekach Derech Chil. So why, even the Brisa that's right to Rabbi Elazar says Lokach Lokach. So tomorrow, I did turn the ratio Lokach Tanam Sefer Lokach. Really, could have said Lokach. Just could have said in the Sefer Chil. Just since it says the ratio Lokach, the Sefer says Lokach also. So Rav Ashi holds the whole Machlokes is Perishin. Perishin, you could do both ways. Eisvei Ravina Rav Ashi. Ravina has a kash Rav Ashi. It says in a Brisa like this: Mishu Yeshle Selah Shel Shvius. A person has money of shvius, ubikesh liki bechalak, who wants to buy a shirt. And you cannot buy a shirt with a pair of shvius. Yesterday said maybe it's machlokes because that was a mistake. You cannot buy a shirt with money of shvius. Why not? The reason is because shvius has to be misba'er before zman bir. Get rid of it before zman bir. A shirt lasts indefinitely, lasts past the time of zman bir, lasts for next year. So therefore, you're not allowed to buy a shirt with money of shvius. So what do you want to do? Now you have money of shvius, you need a shirt, what do you do? So he has an idea. Go to your regular store who's friendly with you. So go to your local grocer who you always shop at him, so you're friends with him. You tell him this, tamely besela paris. I'm giving you a seller of shvius. Give me back non shvius paris instead. And he gives it to him. Now what happened? The kedusha got transferred from the seller to the paris. Then he tells the store owner, "Hare Paris, lo nesun lachem tanu. Give you back the Paris, sell these as shvius, or keep it for yourself." And who I'm and the chavni says, "Hey, lachem sell. Here's back your money, and your money now is ready. It got no kedusha, became chulin ready. Hey, lachem sell. Here's my tanu. Here's my tanu. By lola kach by mashir. So now the guy who bought it, he uses this money and he buys whatever he wants with it because the money is chulin." Frank the Gemara of Ahaka, the Perisheni, who here, the Sela, is a Perisheni. Viktani Derech Mekach, you have a Sela, which is a Perisheni, and he has to go through this whole thing. Viktani Derech Mekach in Derech Eloi. He has to go through this whole entire process of going through a Mekach, which is not so simple, even though you could have just done it Derech Hill. So it must be that in Perisheni, it's at least a machlokes, because we're saying the Kuli Alma, Perisheni could have done Derech Chilul. So what's the problem? You have a seller of Shvius, go over to your Peris in your house, say transfer seller to the Peris, and now your seller is Chulun. Why do you have to go to Chemini? Klar, you have to do Derech Mekach. So see, even by Perisheni, you have to do Derech Mekach. So Elam Rav Ashi, we'll switch it around. Machlokes is a Perisheni. The whole machlokes is a Perisheni. Have a pay rishon, divakol derech mekach in derech cheloloi. So he says like this: pay rishon v'shua sidafka mekach. Pay risheni, that is where machloek is. According to Rav Elazar, also is derech mekach, and according to Rabbi Yechanan, that could be even derech chilul. And this brisa that we just read, it's going according to Rav Elazar holds derech mekach in derech cheloloi. I'm going to ask you a question. if coming out the Kuli Alma, the Peri Rishon is Derech Mekach. The second Peri is Machlaikis if it's Igdu Chil also. Before we have Psukim that explain the Machlaikis, that one man said, it says, Yevel he next to Chisimkru Memkala Misecha, the Smichis across is Dafka Mecha, and the other man says, no, I have a positive Kaidashi. So we're saying those Psukim, that Machlaikis is for the second Peris. So Peri Rishon, how do you know it has to be Derech Mekach Dafka? And that's a Kuli Alma. What's the Makar? So the Svastaman says a pretty good shmakab shat. He says that the first peri, it's a svara, has to derech mekach. Why? Chil always mean, what does chil mean? What's the word chulin? Usually in a scallop of something, it makes it chulin, and the kedusha transfers over. Since by shvius, there's no transfer of kedusha, so you can't do chil, you have to do derech mekach. That was a svara already. But a second peri is mechalikas, because that already does get the chulin there, why shouldn't you be able to do it derech chil? There you have the pasuk of a chesim krim krim chesach. That's what a mechalikas is. So that's a pshat Rav Ashi. The Gemara explains, in the Raya to Rabbi Yechanan, it said that Mischalim. So it says, Echot Shvius Vechem Ma'ishen Mischalim. We just finished saying that everyone agrees they can do Chil on Pei Rishon. So when it says Shvius, they got to mean Demei Shvius. V'holik Tani Echot Shvius Vechem Ma'ishen Ma'ishvius Demei Shvius. And I'll bring you a Raya to that. Lo'i Teim Ahachi, Ma'iser, Ma'iser Mamish. You think Ma'ishen means Ma'iser Peiris Mamish, Ma'ishen? V'holchsiv Sarta Kesef Biyadecha. It says that you have to transfer it over to Kesef when you transfer Ma'aseh Sheni to Chilul. You can't do it on anything you want. It has to have something with a Tzura. So it can, and it says that you can do it on a Behemah. So it can't be Ma'aseh Sheni Mamish. El Demei Ma'aseh, it's talking about the money of Ma'aseh, it's not about Demei Shvius, it's talking about Demei Shvius. So the price that says, Mischal, it's talking about Demei Shvius, because everyone agrees, according to Rav Ashi, that has the Peris of Derech Mekach. So when it says Echot Shvius, it means the Peris of Shvius. Another thing to speak out, like Rosh Hashanah speaks out, that before we had a Raya to Rav Loza, the Raya was, it says, a case of chil of shvius versus damav. It says the peiros went to the basar, the basar to the dogim, and it said lokach lokach lokach. What's the raya to Rav Elazar? Everyone agrees the first time has to be lokach. It says lokach 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 because I have the resha. So what's the raya? Dr. Rashash, if he said you have to say tain kavod say to Rav Elazar, the price over here we just had now with the guy who wants to buy a shirt and he has to go to the chemedi, that would be a raya to Rav Elazar that holds that derech mekach even by peiri sheni. That would be the raya. So upon him ad kan. The sugya of Shvius, that's Akan sugya of Shvius, about all different dinim. Now we're going to go back to the dinim of Lulav. Zok to Mishnah. Bereshoyna haya Lulav nito b'mikdash shiva, or b'dinim yoyim echad. Bezman habeis ha-mikdash, the mitzvah was one day everywhere else, and in the base of Mikdash was 7 days. Because the Pasuk says, Lekachta Mechem V'yoyim HaRishayim Priyates Hadar, Kavas Mamar HaSav. It's not only the first day you take the Lulav. Then it says, V'samachtam Pnei Hashem Lekechem Shivas Yomim. You have Simcha in front of Hashem for 7 days. That teaches us 7 days. So the Gemara learns that Lefnei Hashem is 7 days. Only in the base of Mikdash is there 7 days of Lulav. Mash Enkein B'medina, which means out of the base of Mikdash, like Rashi says, Medina means Yerushalayim, out of the base of Mikdash, it's 1 day. So we're showing up Bezman Mitzvah Mikdash, Lulav was taken in the Mikdash Shiva, in the Mikdash 7 days, Medina, and the rest of Eretz Yisrael, and the rest of the world, Yom Echad, 1 day. Mishachar Bezman Mikdash, after business was destroyed, Hiskim Rav Yechim Ben Zakkai, Shei Lulav Nital B'Medina Shiva. He was Misakin Zeichel Mikdash. He was Misakin Zeichel Mikdash, that you should shake the Lulav in all 7 days of Sukkot, Zeichel to the Bezman Mikdash. That was one takana he made. Another takana he made is the takana of Chadash. Not that the Issachadash is noyig even zman as that. But the shaila is when is Chadash mutter? So when Tom Bez Mikdash was around, when you brought the carbon oimer, that's when it was mutter now to eat from the new tvua. What are you doing? Is no Bez Mikdash? So the Gemara darshins in Menachos that the pasuk says the stickle steer in the pasuk. At one point, it says in pasuk at one point lech v'kali v'karmel loysoichla at etzem v'yom hazeh till this day, which is the 16th day of Nisan at till the day. So mashma, once the morning shows up, it's mutter already. Then it says ad aviyachem is a carbon alekechem to bring the carbon. So Gemara darshins like this: when the Bez Mikdash is kayam, you have to wait till you bring a carbon. When the Bez Mikdash is not kayam, the morning already you're allowed to eat chadash. Ready the morning. But Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai is misakin that the whole day is aser. The whole 16th day of Pesach is aser, and we'll see why. That was one of his takanos. So Yom Anaf kuli aser. So that's the second takan. Two takan. One takan about lulav nitav shiva shiva that you take the lulav of all 7 days of Sukkot, and number two is Yom Anaf kuli aser.
These are the only two takanos that you
No.
Why bring the one?
So we'll say upshot maybe soon, after we know what the reason is. Mano will say upshot and Shem. So to Gemara, Manolon, Davdinon Zechel Mikdosh, how do you know that you make Zechel Mikdosh? You said Zechel Mikdosh, you've been sacking 7 days, you shake the lulav. How do you know Zechel Mikdosh? It says in the Pasuk is the Navi in Yirmiyah is giving Musa to Klai, so it's, and he's saying from Hashem, from Nevuah, Ki Ela Arucha Loch, I'm going to heal you, Umakasecha Arapayim, and I'm going to heal you from your Makos, no, Hashem says. Why? Ki Nidacha Karuloch, because the city, we're calling it a forsaken city, Tzion Hi Derish Ein Loch, and no one cares about Eretz Yisrael anymore. So it's mashma, derish engla, b'chal b'ay drisha. You see from here that it needs a drisha. That the way we get the Beis Mikdash back is by hoping and praying for the Beis Mikdash, being derish to Beis Mikdash and Eretz Yisrael. So that's, you see, you make Zeich Mikdash, you have to make things that are Zeich Mikdash to remember the Beis Mikdash. And it says that Rabbi Yechim Zakeh of Sakin, instead of being mutter right in the morning of the 16th day of Nisan, which in Eretz Yisrael is the first day of Chalamoid, you have to wait the entire day till the end of the day. What's pshat? My time, or what's the reason? Zogt in Gemara, Meheri Yibana Beis Mikdash. That Metz Hashem, the Beis Mikdash, built any minute. The Yomru, and they'll say, Ishtaket, last year, Mila Chano Beheri HaMizrach, we ate it early in the morning, we ate it right away in the morning, so Hash Nami Nechel. The Inu Lo Yada, they don't understand that Ishtaket Lo Hayi Beis Mikdash, when you didn't have the Beis Mikdash, Heya Mizrach Hitter. Then, the morning was a matter ready for the Chadosh. Now the Mikdash is Omer, is standing, Matir, then the Omer is Matir. The Omer itself will be the Matir for the Chadosh. So then they're not going to make a mistake. So Shalom, how do you make a mistake? Let's explain this. The Ivni Amos, when the Mikdash gets built, that will worry about a mistake. If it was built on the first day of Chalamai, 16th day, so it was already mutter, because when the Netzachama happened, there was no Beis Mikdash, so I already hit there, Heir HaMizrach, already was mutter in the morning. Elod Ibn B'chameisa, it must have been built yesterday, on the first day of Pesach. So then, once the Beis Mikdash is Kayim, we know, it's a klal, that everyone's allowed to eat from Chatzos and Om, because they can assume that they've sure brought the carbon already. So why does he say the whole day is Aser? Just do two Chatzos. Say to Chatzos, because worse comes to worse, Chatzos and Om, show me mutter. So Elad, you worried the Ibn B'chameisar, b'chatzos v'yayim v'halant history, d'otnan ha-rechaykim utarim b'chatzos v'yayim v'halon. L'fisha'im bezdim s'aslam, bezdim is not lazy, and they take care of the Omer, and therefore, you shouldn't ask it a whole day, because even if it's built by Chatzos already, by 1 o'clock, they'll be able to eat it. What might happen is that the Beis Mikdash will be built at night. It means the night before Chol HaMoed, Matzah Yontif, Inami Soma Shkia Chama, or a little bit before Shkia, the Matzah Yontif. And it takes a while. Now they know they have to bring the Omer. It takes a while to process the Omer, because you have to cut the Omer, then you have to dry it, and then you have to grind it. It's a whole process. It won't be ready by Chatzos. If the Beis Mikdash is ready before that, so you know already to get the Omer ready. Here, they wouldn't know that, so there, it's going to be a problem. It won't be ready on time, and therefore, even the whole day will be awesome, and therefore, it's Rasak, and the whole day should be awesome. So Rashi asks, what do you mean, how can you build the Beis Mikdash at night? You know, you're not going to build the Beis Mikdash at night. That's his problem. And another kash is, and for Shkia Chama, how do you build the Beis Mikdash by day, on Yom Tov? So what are you answering? No, even on Yom Tov, how can you build the Beis Mikdash? So and for Rashi, the two lines are bottom, you can look at it inside if you want. Ava mikdash ha'osid she'onu metzapim bonu mishukul. Yeah, it's a come down. You gotta love yavim mishamayim. It's a come down. It's a come down by itself. Therefore, you don't have. Yeah, it's what's for sure.
Building anything.
You're not building anything. Who's about building anything? We said the oimer takes time to process. The oimer takes time to process the oimer, the cutting the oimer and drying it out.
That's a big deal, so get up and tell people the way you do it.
No, but you're not going to have time to bring the Omer. It's not going to have time to do it.
The Omer's not going to happen
until later on. Until later on day, and then you're not going to...
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, you can't... They don't have the technology to tell everyone. Akaponim... Today, do. Baruch Hashem, yeah. So, Lamaisa, Akaponim... Not everyone has WhatsApp, even today, so it will be a problem. But Lamaisa... So therefore, that's what he says. It'll come down. Well, yes, it'll come down. Now, the Rambam actually holds The Ram Hilchos Melachim says a lashon like this: says Hamelach Hamashiach Osed LaAmoid. It says Obayne Hamikdash, and they build the base of Mikdash. So the Rambam is not like this. Big Mechleikus, the Ar Achrayim and Rishayim will hold that even the third base of Mikdash will be built by us. So then, for them, it's a kasha. What's pshat Gemara? How are you building it? So the Meiri, who learns like the Rambam, says that we're worried maybe they'll be so excited with Mashiach they'll build the base of Mikdash on Yontif at night, and that's what we're talking about. Maybe we built on Yontif or at night.
You still can't start cutting down the wheat in order to process the iron.
It's a shayla, if let it cut the wheat on Yom Tov. But anyway, Taisus learns that Shkias Chama means what? Yeah. It's a shayla. The Dar B'charis V'Katsa, yeah, Katsa Shal Mitzvah. There's a shayla about the Gemara Darshan B'charis V'Katsa Pasuk Mishpatim. If it could be Katsa Shal Mitzvah, might be Mutter. Akapanim, Maisa, it's not. That's what that's coming to teach us. That means it's not. But Lamaisa, it's a good question. So we'll start Matzah Yontif anyway. Let's start Matzah Yontif and start cutting it then, even if it's built on Yontif. But Lamaisa, Akapanim, that's not the point. Was either it said here, but Laila or Shkiyas Chama. The question was, how can you build on Yontif or how can you build a night? So Rashi learns that it came down built. Tinam Iri, it could have been that they were so excited and they went and went ahead and built it. Now, that's one pshat in Rab Yechonah ben Zakkai, that it's out the Rabban de Gedin. So he said, we'll say a pshat, what pshat is two takanas. So the Sfasemis is, the son-in-law, thinks this pshat like this, that they made a Zeich LeMikdash, so it sounds like we're not getting the base picture anytime soon, digging a Zeich LeMikdash. So Yechonah ben Zakkai wanted to make a takana the opposite way to show, no, we'll come any minute. Meheri Yabon Abbas HaMikdash, and therefore, we're going to have a tekanah to be also to hold it. That's why these two tekanahs where it goes together, punktir and sukkah, because he did them at the same time to counteract each other. One's zeich lemikdash, one's meheira, yibana hamikdash.